Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's August 16th, the year 2021. Yankees have a one-game set against the Los Angeles Anaheim. It's a one-game series. Rain-out makeup game. Angels were just in Houston. They go to Detroit tonight. Just a quick trip east to play the Yankees. My name's Jimmy. Jake's here, and he's square. Square in the sense of loser. How are you?
James, big baby David, Liliana Fay in the chat. I think Jake is great. He doesn't suck that much. Wow. I was just going to read whatever name was there anyways. That's a huge one. What's going on, chat? Grant Hand, don't think I don't see a sports time machine. Imagine? I'm doing well, Jim. We just cranked out a Monday. Always a big Monday for us. We're going to be in the stadium, not to ruin the over-under later, but you know what it do. And I hope it's the Yankees bats, because Garrett Cole makes his return for the Pinstripes today. Man, weird one-gamer. I mean, it sucks a lot more for the Angels because they're on the road. They're going Houston here to Detroit, if I remember correctly, from you on Talking Baseball.
And me on the open of this show.
And town crier season. The Yankees, they're just home for the holidays. Big series lurking, though. Tired bullpen. So there's a lot of moving parts going into this. And I get to town crier you when you say all that square stuff that's going to be looming over me, plumes of smoke over my head today. So, doing all right. It's one of those things like, hey, let's win. If we don't, blurg.
No, let's win.
Really?
Yeah.
Garrett Cole.
Yeah, Cole needs to look good.
Angels stink.
Angels lose to teams that are worse than them or better than them. And the lineup's a little disappointing. It's DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge is DHing, batting second. Gallo's batting third. Stanton's batting fourth. Where'd Gardner go? Voit is batting fifth, playing first base. Ruggie's at third. Higgy catching, batting seventh. Davis in center field. And Velasquez at short. I don't like it. Gardner and Wade have been doing things. I know it's been a lot of travel.
Sure.
And I know that they got a righty on the or lefty on the mound. Asking me if I care.
Do you care, Jim?
No. Mm. Just give me Gardner over Davis. Mm. Gardner's been playing well. Do you know how often he's had a hot streak like he's had this season? Not often. Mm. Ride it. Ride the hot hand. Wade's never started six games in a row in his career, and this should have been it. Now he starts back fresh.
So let me do Gardy. If Gardy starts both games tomorrow, does that change your opinion about him not starting today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it's Boston tomorrow.
Yes.
Doubleheader.
Yes. Do you think he'll start both games tomorrow?
Who's Boston pitching? They have so many lefties. Hawks are righty, so Gardy's got to be in that game. And then Eovaldi? Hawk and Eovaldi? So, yeah, if it's Hawk and Evaldi, then yes. Like, Brett Gardner should start both games. That's getting a little weedy. And, yeah, the Wade thing, you know I love T-Wade, and he's actually been good against lefties. I don't know. I mean, the kid from the Bronx, he's awesome at short. I love watching Velasquez play shortstop, so it almost, I'm a little numb to it. Like, I'm excited to watch him in person at shortstop tonight. So.
My level of, like, actual upset versus, like, come on,
sure,
is much more come on than, okay, like, really, because they have a doubleheader tomorrow.
But the come on goes out if Gardy gets a double start?
If Gardy starts both tomorrow, I do not care about him, okay, not starting today, and I'm totally fine with it.
Okay.
Wade, I would have just liked him to get 6 starts in a row.
Yeah.
I know. Feel good about himself.
I know.
And he's been good, and he's been having good at-bats against lefties lately anyway.
Yeah.
And he's young, and he's like, you know, there's no need to worry about Wade. That's it. There's no need to worry about giving Wade a day of rest. He right. has many of days of rest coming, right. and he's actually performing really well for us right now. And it'd just be awesome for him to come to the ballpark until Glaber's back and just see shortstop out there, shortstop out there,
right.
shortstop out there, shortstop out there. I'm going to go until you stop me. Shortstop out there.
And, like, what are we actually invested in Andrew Velasquez?
Exactly.
But
that being said, go get him, Velasquez.
Yeah, go get some Bronx magic. Go hit the lefty today, my man. And go Yanks is the big thing. Garrett Cole's back, Jimbo.
I agree with that.
You go Yanks. Agree with that.
Go Yanks.
So DJ, Judge, Gallo, Stanford. Okay.
You got a what to watch for from the lineup besides what we just talked about?
Let's see. What to watch for. Garrett Cole is back. That is really exciting.
Can I tell you something?
How about this? I'm watching, and this might surprise you. Outfield defense. Gallo in left, he's shown some ability, getting more used to his home. Davis in center, like, covers ground. So, Garrett Cole's first game back, you know there's going to be some punchies. If there's fly balls, like, I want no ball touches the outfield grass today on the fly.
Wow.
Yeah.
My what to watch for is a press-off. I need one of them to beat the press. Beat the press. Between Gallo and Voit. I think Gallo had some homers. Now he wants to do it at home again. And I'm worried he might come back pressing. This is a freebie game against the Angels, against a pitcher that kind of did well against him when he came in relief, but has been struggling since. And they might see this as a let's get our numbers up game. And I think Gallo and Voit both might be in the press machine. And I'd like to see one of those two beat it.
Mm.
Beat the press.
Just beat it. I guess something else to watch for. Suarez pitching for the Angels. His last 3 starts, Jim. 88 pitches each time.
And what about a start before the one before the one?
88. So
3 of his last 4 starts, 88 pitches.
4 of his last 5 even. So, Hey. Come on now. How big was that song? Blurred Lines?
Yeah, it was. And then it was like,
you want it?
I think that was the tipping point of creepiness being publicly accepted.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it's about those blurred lines.
Oh, yeah. Jose Suarez, the pitcher for the Angels.
Ooh.
We saw him back on June 28th.
Do you want to be mad for a second?
Okay.
Lefties crush Suarez.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. They have a .569 slugging percentage against Suarez. And they played their righties. But also, that's why I had Voit and I had Gallo. I think, beating the press.
Ba.
This dude's 5'2", 320.
Been there. What do you have as the pitch and path to victory today, Jimbo?
Well, I don't think Cole's going to be allowed to air it out. I think you're looking at...
We're looking at 95.
I was going to say around 80.
I think even Cole's shortest starts this year, I think to start the season, they even gave him more than that.
To start the season, he threw 97, I believe.
Like, it kind of feels like opening day rules, right?
Yeah. You know, if he's in a good spot after six, let's just get six innings. How about that? Bullpen could use six innings of help.
Okay.
I'd like six innings from Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'd like.
Like, even if you give up a couple solo dongers challenging people, that's
six,
worth
even
it.
Even if it's a quality start, six innings pitched in runs. Get, like, we need some innings out of the Colster.
Okay, so let's say it is.
Laza's out. Litke's out. Wandy's out.
Feels like a Joely day.
Just give Chad the day off.
Yeah.
Britton's out.
Boy.
Yeah, no one.
How nice would a big win
be? You need a win big here. Offense needs to put up some numbers, and you go to Joely or Kerner.
Hell, skip Joely. Get Nick Nelson.
Kerner.
I'd say Albert Abreu, but that's safe.
No, he's out.
So, yeah, how about we go... God, if we could go Kerner, I mean, that would be incredible. If we could go Nelson
six
and
six runs before Cole gets out of the game.
If we could go Joely and Nelson, that would be pretty badass. Ooh.
Ooh.
What if? Six-run game in the ninth, and I said they wouldn't do this on the podcast, talking Yanks. What if they went to Zach Britton?
Sure.
Okay, I'm interested in that.
Sure. 100% out is Johnny, Wandy, and Litke. I don't think they'll pitch Chad. He's not 100% out. If it's a one-run game in the ninth inning, I think Chad gets it.
Yeah.
But it's up to the offense to make sure that doesn't happen, because you need to give Chad some rest. So... my pitching path to victory is the Yankees score six runs before Cole.
Hitting.
I need six innings from Cole and six runs from the Yankees offense. And then you go to Kerner, Joely, Nelson. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Yanks.
Come on, field.
If it was tight.
If it was tight.
Cole, Joely, Abreu, Chad?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Hey, offense, let's have a day.
You can go Ridings back-to-back for the first time in his career. I don't think you're going to do that. Not with a doubleheader like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now with doubleheader, and he got into like a little bit of trouble and they sent him out yesterday.
Oh, someone
the
says...
The one batter.
Someone says Abreu's going to go for the first three, then call the next six, pull an audible.
I'd be shocked.
Is rain on?
Would be completely and utterly shocked if that happened.
You would?
Jim, speaking of the Yankees offense, hopefully putting on a big display tonight.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Jim, know what gets you in the Hall of Fame?
What's that?
Bunch of home runs. That's why the Homer Draft is brought to you by the Hall of Fame, man. The Baseball Hall of Fame. This is no joke, people. This is the real deal. Man, and they have their 13-episode YouTube series, Hall of Fame Connections. If you haven't checked them out, go check them out. Each two-part episode features both a narrative storytelling element that weaves through the history of some of the museum's most iconic artifacts. I love the word iconic. Really do. Man, Carlos Pena is involved from this. You might remember him from his Rays days or MLB Network. He's awesome. Lindsay Berra, I know you know that last name, granddaughter of Yogesh. They bring you through these stories. It's an exciting opportunity to gauge baseball fans of all generations, and is directly linked to the Hall of Fame's mission of preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations. Man, this is brought to you by I Love New York, the state of New York. It was a grant. So if you're from New York, like, you made this. Like, you're a producer. You're an executive producer. Stay up to date with the release of each Hall of Fame Connections episode. Follow Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels at Baseball Hall, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Go check them out. Fun baseball videos. If you're listening to this, you probably like that. Jim Buck, too.
Before we move on to the homer draft, I have to call out one of the bug eaters in the chat.
Oh.
Mm. He said, 6 runs with the lineup, LOL, good luck. In the last 6 games, the Yankees have averaged 6 runs.
Well, they're a big Gardy fan.
So.
They're Gardy stan.
Eat a bug, yo, Elvis. Eat all the bugs. I was confused because, like, the offense has been winning them games as the bullpen blows it.
Yeah.
Jake, this is a huge, huge homer draft. You won last series. Mm. Really good outing by you. You got 4 homers on the board, which brings the series score 33-26. I think it's the closest it's been in a little bit. Season score series is 12-8.
And when Zach's back, we'll see if I get the rollover points that he was talking about.
What was he saying?
Remember we talked about the rollover? Because there was 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
5
I said I'd
ties,
kill myself on air.
Which would give me the lead.
I'm
so
fine.
I could be up 13-12.
No, he's not going to allow that.
We'll check with the commissioner.
But this one game, I guess, counts as a series, which seems crazy.
Whoa.
Do you want to? I was going to ask if you want to take what happened last time, like in the Real Angels series, should that be taken into account?
Now, the Real Angels series was tied.
Either way.
1-1. So, either way, whoever wins is getting a series.
We'll let Zach figure it out.
Well, yeah, whoever wins
it's a question of eligibility, I guess, if you want. I would assume you don't want those picks to matter. You can pick
whoever tonight. No, I don't want those picks to matter.
Oh, those picks don't matter.
But, I mean, either way, whoever wins today would be winning a series. We could take away a tie if we wanted to do it that way. But you get first pick.
Man, you kind of got to play the numbers right and all that what to watch for stuff you're talking about. But to not take Aaron Judge with the first pick, I mean, that's a death wish. It's like a 5-finger death punch. I'll give you press crew. Give me Aaron Judge. Can't pass on that.
Yeah, that's you can't.
Can't pass on
Judge. If you did
pass
on it, I would have taken it.
If I pass on Judge and he homers.
Taking Gallo and Stan.
Wow. You can really dance.
Wow.
I am
taking.
This is going to shock you. I'm between 2 guys right now.
Who could you be between?
I know you're going to be shocked. I mean, the clear option seems to be King Louis V.
Or Odor.
Or Odor. I sneaky think DJ is going to get one today.
Liar.
But you can't take that. I will go with Lewis Linwood. Luke Voit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let me just see if this. In the LA story, I already got a Stan homer and you got an Andujar homer.
Yeah. A lot of those this year.
He's playing shortstop now.
Yeah.
Took balls at shortstop. Just having some fun.
99.99% a joke.
Funsy.
Brandon
Cuddy. Just for funsies. The over-under today, I think, is 8.5.
The over-under today is 8.5. It's tough because, I mean, Gareth is going to do it, but Brody's going to follow him, and the Yanks probably put up 8 of their own, so it's the over.
Well, what do you think it is? I guessed at 8.5.
8.5 seems like the right guess. I feel like we saw that before. Maybe I saw that before. I don't know.
What is it?
Yeah.
8.5.
Yeah.
Was it your bet of the day again or something?
It wasn't.
Maybe you saw it while looking
that
at it.
That wasn't the bet you made.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over. Well. Well, we're going.
That's okay. A little follow up, town crier. Yeah, it's Kerner in late. Yanks probably put up 8, so we just need 1 from the lowly Angels. That was mean.
Do you think they pitched to Ohtani? I mean, when Tyone was pitching really well. It's Garrett Cole, so he kind of has to. Mm. But when Tyone was pitching really well, you know, he should have just pitched around Ohtani, and he would have had a nice start there. Can I look at...
Do we have their lineup yet?
We don't?
I don't think so,
Imagine if they don't play Ohtani today. It's just like...
In the last 7 days, Ohtani is on... Oh, my God. Some of these hitters' numbers suck.
Mm.
All right. In the last 7 days, Phil Gosselin, he's hot. Brandon Marsh, super hot.
Mm.
Ohtani's hot. And then there's a lot of really cold bats. If I expand this to last 14 days, do those cold bats stay that cold?
You're as cold as ice.
Upton, Stassi, Marsh, if you do last 14, it's cold, but last 7, great.
Sure.
Joe Adell, I mean, dude, they don't – last 14, they only have two players, like, above 7.04 OPS.
And by the way, Jim, I wanted to mention this in my What to Watch For. Talked about it. How the Angels are making a one-game pit stop here, and they're seeing Garrett Cole. Their season's kind of over. If you can get the 3-run Jimmy John in the first, like, it's over. Like, punch them right in the dick.
Yeah, I mean, early runs seem like... I mean, just roll over and die, Angels. Don't even try. You flew on a plane to get here for one game. Yeah. Are they even spending the night? They probably came last night.
That would make more sense.
Just get out of here, dudes. Don't try.
Don't try today, Angels.
You know what? I'd like the Angels not to try today.
Please quit.
Yeah.
Suarez, is their bullpen? Iglesias threw 28 last night, but they don't care. Let's win. Let's win it.
Let's win it.
Any promos?
Well, we're going to be at the game.
Right.
So. Let me think. Is there rain in the forecast?
You're sensing rain ever since that 3-inning, 6-inning.
Not tonight, end of this week, yes.
Four more days.
Let me figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, dude. You're the premonition king. I'm working hard.
Queen.
I don't have a lot in my mind.
Let's think about this. Nothing matters anyway.
See, I think it's going to be a blowout.
Strawberry fields forever.
I don't like what I just saw.
No.
No. No, I don't like what I just saw at all.
I can't believe what I just saw. I've got a triple today.
I saw the Yankees up big, 7-0.
Velasquez or Kerner. Davis with the triple.
Okay. I saw. I don't even want to say it.
Don't say it then.
Okay.
You're a manifesting guy now, so if you don't say it, it doesn't manifest.
I'll say it backwards.
No.
I am a manifest guy. I mean, if you're not
a manifest guy.
If you're not a manifest guy, you're just someone who's never experienced success. You have to think it to achieve it. Every face-off, I just manifested that the guy was going to win it right to me, and I was going to have a fast breakdown. And then sometimes it happens. That's because I thought about it. It's almost just preparation.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.